This piece was brought to you by the International Culinary Center, culinarycenter.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
On September 11th, M. Schenken Communications announced the closing of Food Arts. Food Arts was founded by Michael and Arian Batterbury in 1988 and was a beloved industry publication that served as a launch pad for many of today's most celebrated writers, photographers, chefs, and restaurateurs. We're joined by Jim Porras, senior editor of Food Arts. This news came as a surprise to many. We'd love to hear about your relationship with the publication.
My relationship, it's my first uncle removed. Besides that, I've been senior editor here for almost 19 years.
Wow.
Almost 19 years, and just months short of 19 years, and I've done most of, you know, I do a good part of the thinking up of and executing of the major features in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Once upon a time, I wrote a lot of them, and lately I've been more inclined to edit them, it's more like production, from thinking of the idea to working through the idea and finding the writers, et cetera, and seeing it come out. So that's my relationship with the magazine. Also have represented the magazine at various conferences around the country, including most recently the Terroir Symposium up in Toronto and various conferences at the CAA Greystone in Napa Valley, and on and on and on and on and on.
Mm-hmm.
Busy guy, but not that busy because it's all enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. And so now that Food Arts is closing, what gap is that leaving in the food media industry, and what's the future of it?
Well, it's as far as food media is concerned, I feel that it's probably there's not much of a voice around that represented the chefs and world of chefs, restaurateurs, and others in the hospitality business. I mean, I think one of the great things we've done here is we helped shape the chefs and the worldview of chefs and restaurateurs. We reflected their worldview, and then we helped give them their standing and the respect that they always deserved. And that was always also reflected in the tone and the nature of our articles. As far as the journalism is concerned, our articles are something I would call long-form journalism, which you could see every day in something like the New Yorker or the New York Times Magazine section, and there are many other publications that practice that, but not much in the food world these days.
Mm-hmm.
There are very few outlets for that. And over the years, our articles became fewer and fewer what I would call kind of service-minded pieces, which kind of instructed the nascent restaurant scene in the United States and how to build a wine list or sell wines at table or how to do this or how to do that. So a lot of that was necessary in the late 80s and early 90s because Americans hadn't been that experienced running restaurants of the kinds that were expanding at great length at a great rate all over the country. So there was a need for that kind of information, and once all that kind of information became more or less common knowledge, our editorial changed to kind of bring the entire world to food and food culture and food history and even the politics of food and some of the issues that are fairly commonly addressed in the world, such as sustainability and organics and flavor, et cetera, et cetera. And even our last cover reflected that, which we had a story on something that was discussed at a conference up at Blue Hill last year with Dan Barber, hosted something called Seed to Table, where where no longer is it just good enough to have produce come off a farm, where now chefs can work with seed producers and plant breeders to produce seeds that would give a particular flavor and look to the produce that they would serve in their restaurants. So that was on the cover of our last issue. And so we were always a little a step ahead of people bringing these things to the public light. And we did find very often that something in food arts would show up in another publication months, sometimes years later. And we'd always give a little smile of recognition and say, God, we've done that already. So we were scooping people left and right, let's put it that way.
And who's going to fill your shoes?
Who's going to fill my shoes? I don't know. It would be nice if someone tried to fill our shoes and then hired us to do the work for them. Because we know how to do that.
Absolutely. You prove that over decades.
Yep.
So, well, thank you so much, Jim, for sharing some of your thoughts and spending some time with us today. We'll definitely be missing you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. For the Heritage Radio Network.org, I'm Caitlin Pierce.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.